Very well, thank you, dear. And I'm very glad to find Leslie much better.
Yeah.
He's more like his old form.
How are you?
I'm very well, dear. I'm looking forward to my darling coming too.
Well, she's here, of course.
Yes.
With her mummy.
Yes. I was just saying to Leslie that she has not to worry about anything. Things will take their time.
How's Auntie Rose making?
I think he has gone to fetch my Andy. Hello, darling. I am so looking forward to this moment.
I am too.
I know.
I have been waiting, you know,
yes,
for it to come round.
Yes, darling.
I have been so looking forward to it, you know.
Yes.
I'm so happy when we have this opportunity to come and talk together.
And I'm perfectly thrilled today because Leslie is so much better.
She is much better?
Much better. Yes.
Good.
And, you know, compared with what he was in the summer.
And you are well?
I'm very well, darling. You are looking after me.
Well, I do everything I can in my power to look after you.
Yes, I know.
But you are not a difficult person to look after.
No, that's
you take great care of yourself.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, I know.
Which is good.
I have to, because...
Well, you have no one else on your side.
Yes,
but then again, you have always been sensible, you know,
yes,
about looking after yourself, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I get so excited when I know that we are going to talk together.
No.
It means so much to me.
Yes,
you know?
I know.
And to you, I know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, the roses are beautiful.
Oh, thank you, darling.
But you always bring a beautiful flower.
Each one has a kiss for you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And I return each kiss 1,000 times.
Oh, thank you, darling.
How many roses is that? 12?
Yes.
That is 12,000 kisses. Goodness me.
1,000 for each month.
Oh, I don't know. Isn't it so stupid? Whenever, you know, we have this opportunity to talk together.
Yes.
I get so excited I can't think, you know.
No, darling,
it's just as if one's brain is... No, if I have a brain, I don't know if I have one.
No, but it's
that's
quite...
another funny thing, you know.
Mm.
I talk to you like this, you know, and I think and I remember things. And,
but it's quite natural.
But I suppose we don't have brains, I don't know. But we have realization and we have knowledge and we have experience and we seem the same, we look the same, we feel in the same to same too.
Yes.
And yet I don't know if I've got a brain.
Ah, of course you have.
But I must have to come back to you.
Yes, exactly. And your brain is much...
If one did not have a brain, I suppose.
You couldn't talk.
Couldn't think.
No.
But then again, things are so different here.
Yes.
Such it is that we are in a state of awareness and consciousness. And,
that's right.
And it is not necessary to think in the old way and have the... physical brain.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. It is very peculiar. I must discover this.
Yes.
If we have a brain, huh?
Consciousness is something...
The brain is only the instrument, is it not?
That's right.
But that which we are is ever there, ever present, and it is just keeping away to disclose itself, you know?
Yes.
I don't know. I wish I knew how to put it into English.
Because I was taught.
Thoughts are realities, you know.
Reality,
and when I come and talk to you, it's in some strange way, automatic it is, that I speak to you in English.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it is all concentration of thought forces in English.
It would be very interesting to know this mechanism of thought.
Well, I don't understand it. All I know is that as I come to you, I am preparing myself, thinking, or making... within myself the realization that I can manage to communicate with you and I can sense or say certain things, you know.
Yes.
How it works, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is I stand in front of this mechanism, this peculiar box thing.
Yes, yes.
And it responds to my thoughts.
Yes, exactly.
And I am conscious of what is happening.
Yeah.
And in an odd kind of way, I can hear.
Yes.
And yet not as I would have done when on earth.
Yes.
I hear what you say.
Yes.
But I think I receive your thought before you speak it.
But even at home, I feel that when I'm thinking about you, you receive my thought.
I am ever aware of your thought.
Huh?
I am always
yes.
conscious
yes.
of your thought.
Sometimes I speak to you.
I know, but it isn't necessary.
Not necessary.
No, this is what some people don't realize. I mean, I suppose it is natural sometimes yes. to speak out loud
yes.
what one is feeling,
exactly.
but I am aware of your thoughts.
Yes.
I know that you spend a little time each day,
yes.
you know, separate.
Yes. Yes.
But apart from that, even when you are walking in this street,
mm.
or you are even at work,
yes.
when your thoughts
yes.
are straying towards me,
yes.
I am there
yes.
and conscious of them.
Yes, and I know that.
And you know, another strange thing,
yes.
I don't necessarily have to be in the room.
No.
I can be in my own
home.
Environment,
yes,
home,
exactly. yes.
here, be interested in certain things, whatever it happens to be, and yet I can still receive your mental thought.
Okay.
It is like an extraordinary telepathy,
yes,
which transcends time and space.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I wish I knew how to put into English,
yes,
how
know.
To put
yes.
into words.
Yes.
You know, there are many things we can't tell you,
no.
because there are no words.
No, that's right. Yeah.
How long are you staying? 1 week?
I'm staying 1 week, darling.
Oh.
And
last time you stayed 2 weeks.
Yes, last time I stayed 2 weeks.
And then when you come again, next year?
Next year, darling, I hope to come in the spring.
In the spring?
Yes.
Not before?
Well,
I suppose it is impossible.
I don't know if...
Oh, you have to think of many things.
Unless you can give me a sitting, darling.
Well, we will see.
Yes.
What? Let us make the most of the
yes.
opportunity now. Huh? Not to talk about the future,
no.
but the present. The future will take care of itself, and one day we shall be together
yes.
here.
Yes.
But I don't know, you are so healthy.
Darling,
we talk about you looking after yourself, and
yes.
I'm very happy that you do. But I don't know.
Everybody
you are
me,
so
yes.
well and healthy.
Yeah.
You may be many years before you come here.
Yeah, darling, I'm feeling that myself.
Well, that will take care of
you. And yet, you know, I always say, God has given us a body. It is a living temple.
Ah, I know.
And
it is just that we are so close here and now.
Yes.
And you know, although we are separated in a material sense, we are closer together now
yes.
than ever we have been.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know you miss me every day
yes.
in your apartment,
yes.
and you miss me in so many ways.
Yes.
And yet in an odd way, in a strange way, in a beautiful way,
yes.
we are closer together.
Yes, I know.
I think it has thrown us more together than even
yes.
we could have hoped or realized, you know. You sense me around, you feel me there.
Yes.
You know that we're going to be permanently together here.
Yes,
and there will be no problem. No aches or pains,
no.
no struggles,
I
but just happiness and interest and friends and work that we shall enjoy to do
yes.
together.
Yes.
What is the matter? Do you have a cold?
No, I haven't. No,
no he's much better.
Why does he sneeze?
No.
Well, you have not got a cold, no?
No.
I think you smoke too much. And Dino, you bring him all those cigarettes today.
Well, darling, I can't resist it.
You should not encourage him to smoke.
Oh.
Never mind.
But you don't think that
one's intentions are good.
Yes.
But I think he would be much better if he did not
yes.
smoke.
Of course, if he gave up smoking.
And he would not eat meat. Would be better too, huh?
Yes.
He should be a vegetarian,
yes.
you know?
I know.
Like you.
Yes.
Fruit juices and,
yes.
and vegetables, you know?
You know, I live on fruit and vegetables.
My dear, you live on love.
Yes.
You
yes.
hear what I said?
Yes.
You
I
live on love.
Yes.
It is our love that sustains you.
Yes, I know.
You have to look after the material, the physical, the body, but the mind and the spirit, these are the reality. These are the prominent things that last. The material will pass away, but you and I will be as one in spiritual realization and truth. Oh, this is a great thing, a great wonderful thing. I wish everybody knew. If only people had balance, you know, in their lives, like you have got balance. You have to do the material things, and you have to do the things that have to be done, and you take care of yourself physically, but mentally and spiritually, the reality, the part of you that is permanent, this is the thing that matters. Our love together makes everything possible. If only everyone realized this, how different the world would be. But the world is in such a terrible state. It is very depressing. All around the world, there is darkness.
Violence, war, hatred.
Oh, I love you, I love you. I wish I could come and hug you.
Oh, my God.
And kiss you.
Yes,
but, you know, we do it in a
different way.
Here. That is another thing. You don't remember how much you come here with me. How we are together. How close we are. Oh, I think you do in a way, but I wish you could remember things.
Yes, darling,
I you know, in the morning when you wake, I wish you could recapture the memory.
Yes, I wish too. But God thinks so.
But you have a consciousness, you know.
Yes, I
a kind of awareness that you have been with me.
Yes, I know. Because in the morning.
Don't
I
you feel me pull your hair?
Yes.
No?
No?
No.
Yes.
Don't you feel sometimes I pull your hair?
Yes.
Do you not feel the cold breeze over your head?
Sometimes, yes.
That is often me, you know.
Yes,
I sometimes do little things, you know, just to let you know I am near you.
Yes, I know.
And when sometimes you have this feeling of coldness that come about quickly and then disappear, it is me. And little things I try to move. What about the dressing table?
What then?
On the dressing table. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Little things.
Yes, little things.
And what about the toothbrush? You don't notice these things?
Yes.
No?
Yes, I know.
I move little things.
Yes, darling. These are, I still have your toothbrush.
I know, that's why I talk about it.
Yes.
My toothbrush is still there.
Yes, I can't put it there.
You can't even dispense with my own toothbrush.
No,
and all my clothes and everything are still there.
I can't put it there.
All my little things that you love, I love.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then you have this gallery of pictures.
Yes.
Our pictures.
Yes.
Snapshots, photographs of our happy moments together.
I go to them every day.
But my dear, I am happy that you keep these things.
Yes,
some people would say it is not healthy.
No.
Some people would say it is not good to keep them.
Yes.
But for you it is.
Yes.
It might not be for some people, but for you it is. Because we are close.
Yes.
Because I have never left you in a way.
No.
I am still very near you. I don't need the physical things, it is true.
No.
But perhaps you need them.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, when are you coming tomorrow? The children send their love and blessings.
Yes.
And this time I must get them to speak to you.
Yes.
Perhaps next time you come, which is when?
Tell my children that to look into the
and Mama sends her love to you.
Uh-huh.
But you know, she now understands. But she would not understand before. But now she begins to comprehend it. She is much happier.
I know she is with you.
Oh, she sends her love to you. She is standing beside me
with
the children.
Yeah.
You know, we are like a big family.
Yes, darling.
Not only just ourselves, you know, but there are other people. All sorts of people come here, gather around, and send their blessings.
You know, I wrote to Mr. Morris about what you told me last time.
Huh? What did he say? Anything?
That you had met his mother. And he was very anxious to contact.
Did he write back to you?
No, I got no reply from him.
I think he is a very sad man.
I don't know.
I think there is very little that you can do.
Yeah.
You have done what you had to do.
Yes,
that is all one can ever do. is to write and tell people or help them.
Yes.
And if they do not respond,
yeah,
then it is a loss.
Yeah.
But they may take it deeper than perhaps one thing.
Yeah.
I think he is, I don't know, of course, but I gather that he is not very happy,
uh-huh,
and he has problems.
Yeah.
But never mind. Look, I'll come and talk to you again. I have to go in a moment.
Okay,
but today has been marvelous. The power is good.
Yes,
and everything.
Yes.
I don't know. I wish I knew more. Yes. But I will come and talk, and we will bring the, I will bring the children. And we will have long conversations. Huh?
Yes, I wish I would let you, doctor.
Ah, you are a doctor. For me as well as him. You have always been my doctor.
Yes,
everything that I ever wanted in life,
yes,
I found in you. And this is something that will continue. It can never die. Love is never,
no,
you know,
yes,
people don't realize that, yes, where love is real, like ours.
It's eternal.
It is eternal.
Yes.
It is the one thing that is important.
That
it matters.
Yes.
I must go. I feel now it is time. With all my love and a big hug,
yes,
and a kiss.
Bless
you, darling.
Yes.
I don't like to say goodbye.
Give my love to Sidney and
I will.
She'll
be very
well.
Yes,
I
don't
worry about Aunt
Geraldine.
She's well and happy, and
she'll
be coming back to talk soon.
Yes.
Impossible. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey. Oh, it was a marvelous sitting. Wasn't she wonderful?
I've never heard her voice better.
No.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what a flow. She didn't hesitate.
Doesn't hesitate for anything.
And the way she turned to me about my coughing.
Yes. Have you got a cold?
I think she realizes that
was recorded on October the 11th, 1973, medium as a spoon.
And I see you came down to Brighton.
I pressed the button.
Yes,
I
pressed. Thank you.
And how are you today?
I'm very well, dear.
You've got very dull weather.
Yes, very. But of course you can expect it now, you see.
Well, yes, I suppose it's the autumn, ain't it?
Yes.
And leaves are starting to fall off the trees.
Yes.
I think the autumn's a nice time.
Yes.
I like to see all the trees with gold and russet colours and all that, don't you?
You know, the nature is going to sleep for the winter.
Oh, well, people think it's gone to sleep, but it ain't.
What makes you say that?
Because life can't go to sleep.
But we go to sleep.
Ah, but you're still alive, aren't you? And you're still living, and you're experiencing things of which you may have no knowledge.
Yes.
But you're still very much here alive.
Yes.
Actually, in a way, often when a person's asleep, they're more alive than when they're awake.
Yes.
People don't realize that.
But they don't know it.
That's when the spirit takes over.
Yes. And the spirit body.
And when the person is fully awake to material things,
yes,
the spiritual part of self is submerged.
That's right.
And during your physical body is asleep,
yes,
the spiritual body is very active.
That's right.
Oh, I could tell you a few things.
Yes.
So good.
You could make a good lecturer.
Oh, I don't know about that. Because I find it difficult to find the right words.
Mm.
But I know what I mean, but I'm not always sure of how to express it.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I haven't got no education like you.
Yes.
Because you're probably well educated, ain't you? Being a doctor and all that.
Yes, yes.
Did you go to a posh school?
You?
Did you go to a posh school?
No. I did not.
Because I suppose you speak several languages, don't you?
Yes.
Gosh. Must be very taxing for the brain.
Yes.
Remembering all the words.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, you don't talk to me. It's your missus that's important.
Yes, yes.
She's here, all dressed in beautiful pale blue,
yeah,
with silver.
Uh-huh.
You've got a beautiful soft pale pastel shade of blue,
uh-huh,
and a silver sort of girdle,
yeah,
and like silver sandals on her feet.
Uh-huh.
And she's so beautiful.
Haven't you red shoes in your
Well, not really. Well, I say not really. There again, it's not quite correct to say that.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a matter of the individual.
Yes.
When a person first comes over here, that their mind or their mentality hasn't adapted itself, and therefore they think certain things are necessary. So they have them.
And
but you see, we can mentally close ourselves.
And what is my sister
doing? Oh, well, she's got a sort of white gown on, not unlike your missus's gown.
Yes.
It seems to be the general trend, if I can put it like that,
yes,
of people on certain vibrations,
yes,
certain levels of consciousness. I suppose the nearest way you could describe it is like the Greek flowing mode,
yes,
you know.
Yes, that's right. Do you know anything about wavelengths?
Not really, why?
No, I wonder, because you see, different tails have different wavelengths or vibrations, so to speak, you see. And I always visualize that, you see, frequency, higher the frequency, higher the plane of existence.
Yes, I think that's probably very true.
Yes. And
but you see, when anyone comes to make contact from our world to yours,
yes,
then obviously it's a matter of lowering their vibration,
yes,
and as far as possible, tuning into your highest vibration.
Yes. How do they lower the vibration?
Well, I suppose really it's done by a mental process.
A mental process?
You see, actually, I think you've got to get down to the basics, as you call it. Everything really fundamentally is mental.
Mental, yeah.
I mean, we have to tune in to your world.
Yes.
We have to mentally assert ourselves onto your level.
Yes.
If that's the way to put it.
Exactly.
We have to think temporarily, materially.
And tell me, when my Annie speaks to me, does she materialize completely from me to foot?
Oh, yes, but again, this business of materializing, as you put it,
yes,
it's not quite what it seems, really,
no,
I don't think. I think that, you see, you have a body here which
yes
is as real and as solid as when on Earth, on your own plane,
mm-hmm,
or your own vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lower your rate of vibration,
yes,
you're changing your thought waves or length,
yes,
and in consequence, you change your exterior.
Yes.
Or you change your appearance,
yes, yes,
according to the attitude of mind and thought,
yes,
and you enter into a new environment or new condition, so you change,
yes,
in accordance with that,
yes,
automatically. Everything is a natural law with us.
Yes.
Now, when your missus comes down to your vibration,
yes,
she's thinking on your level or the material level,
yes,
of your world,
yes,
and automatically, because this is how it must be,
yes,
as you think, so you are. So you alter, to some extent, your outward appearance.
Yes,
but the radiance of the person within,
yes,
is still very much there, and that illuminates and gives,
yes,
off a beautiful vibration,
yes,
or a beautiful aspect of self.
Yes.
But as a person is mentally, so they will appear.
Yes.
Oh, your wife, she's a very beautiful lady.
Oh.
And of course, she also looks many years younger than when you last knew her.
Mm.
She looks about 20.
Uh-huh.
Actually, your daughter and her look like sisters.
Yes.
You see, there's no really old age here.
No.
Not that your wife is old, but, I mean, if you live to be 90,
yes,
when you come here, you won't be 90.
No.
It's only your physical body that reached that age and
yes
appearance.
Yes.
But you yourself are mentally and spiritually young.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you get lots of old people on your side who are old and that, but mentally they're young and alert, and they think as they did when they were 30 in many
yes
respects.
I know.
You know, you see, people don't get the idea of these things properly, do they?
Mm.
Anyway, hold on.
This is a way today.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, sister.
Dada?
Yes, darling.
Hello, darling. How
yes
are you?
I'm very well, darling.
Oh, I'm so happy.
happy to be with you again. I look forward to it this morning very much, you know. And how beautiful the roses are.
Oh,
they are exquisite, you know.
Yes.
You have such beautiful roses.
Yes,
of course, we have flowers here too.
Yes.
Just as beautiful.
Yes.
I suppose in a way more beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, we have a great variety of flowers.
You see the difference is in your world, the flowers don't die. They don't
no. Nothing here
yes.
disappears.
They
you know,
fresh.
It
yes.
is always beautiful.
Yes.
Because everything here is so on a different level, you
that's
know.
Right.
Whereas things in your world are not permanent.
No.
They don't stay.
No.
Here, they are always being revitalized, I suppose.
Yes. You know,
there is some force, living force,
yes.
all the time which is giving new life.
Yes.
We
in everything, yes.
I don't know what
yes.
is the word. Revitalizing, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Ah, what were you saying to me?
In Sweden, when I buy roses, I get a little packet of powder which I put in the water.
Oh?
And that helps to keep them fresh almost twice as long.
Does it?
Yes. And I asked Leslie if they do that here, but she says no, they don't do anything on that sort.
No?
No.
I don't know. But
you know,
I
it's the powder, it dissolves easily in water, and I think it prevents bacteria from developing in the water. And
is that what it is?
Yes. And that keeps the flowers fresher longer. But in Sweden, the roses disappear very early without the night circle, you see.
No, I don't know what to say.
I assume I love to say, darling. I know what you're wearing today, and I'm very happy to.
The boy has told you.
Yes,
I am wearing what you would call something like a sari, you know?
Ah, yes.
But it is a soft pastel blue.
Yes, sir.
With silver.
Yes, that's, you know, you look so lovely in that sari.
Do you remember that one?
No, I guess I have it. I have it.
It's very beautiful.
I have it too.
All those things that
you know, that sari in gold and thread.
I know.
And that's beautiful. And you look like a vision, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. You don't know how beautiful you look?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I think I did, you know. I think I was a little vain.
No.
No?
No.
Perhaps you are right, I don't know. But I always took care, you know.
You
I like to look right, you know.
You talk about Marilyn Monroe, but you were more beautiful than Marilyn Monroe.
You flatter.
No,
anyway, to you I was beautiful, and
yes.
that is all that matters.
And you were beautiful both in your mind and your body. Yes.
I wish sometimes, just for, you know, I do wish they could arrange things differently. I suppose this sounds stupid. I suppose in a kind of way,
yes.
I would not want to come back in a material sense.
No.
And yet I think it would be wonderful if perhaps once every now and again it was permissible or possible to come back just for a day.
You know, I was asking Nikki, when you come and talk to me like this, do you materialize fully from head to foot? Because...
Of course, but this business, you know, of what you call materialized.
Yes.
I don't know. I think sometimes people have a strange idea about it. When I come to you, I am as you remember me, but not younger, in appearance.
Yes.
I am not conscious of having to, what you call, materialize.
Yes.
All I have to do is to think about you and wish to be with you.
Yes.
And, well, in a few seconds of time, I suppose, or even less maybe, I am beside you.
Yes.
I'm not conscious of having to travel or having to in any way make an exertion, you know.
Yeah.
All I know is that I sometimes say to myself, now I'm going to dinner, you know.
Yes.
Or perhaps I receive your mental impression or thought, you know.
Yes.
And automatically I am conscious of you.
Yeah.
Conscious of what you are doing. I think it is because we are so tuned in, you know.
Yes.
Some people are not, and we are, you know.
Exactly. Because, you know, I often
when you are talking to me, I can hear your breathing.
Well, I am so close to you.
Yeah.
I'm not conscious of breathing, I must admit.
No, I'm not conscious of my breathing.
No, no, it is extraordinary.
When you're excited, you see. I can hear
you. Know, sometimes when I have been with you,
yes.
I know this will sound to you strange, but I get excited, and well, that is natural, but sometimes I get impatient too.
Yes, exactly.
You know, sometimes you are impatient,
oh, yes.
And you get rather cross with yourself.
Yes.
Or perhaps you are cross with something.
Yes.
When I'm in the... You see, I don't have this on my side here.
Yes.
But when I enter into the material world, and I'm near you,
yes.
Whether it is in some strange way,
yes.
I take on something from the world, your world.
Yes, that's
but I get a feeling of irritation, or frustration, because I'm impatient, you know, because I'm sometimes standing right beside you, and I'm trying to make you aware I'm there,
yes.
And I sometimes have put my hand on your shoulder, or on your hair,
yes.
And occasionally I think you have been aware of it,
but
sometimes you are not, you know,
yes,
and I get a little, well, not cross, but I... standing right beside you, and I'm trying to make you aware I'm there,
yes.
And I sometimes have put my hand on your shoulder, or on your hair,
yes.
And occasionally I think you have been aware of it,
but
sometimes you are not, you know,
yes.
And I get a little, well, not cross, but I get impatient, you know. I think I like it most, or at least as much, when you are quiet and listen to music. You know, when you are relaxed,
yes.
That is the best time.
Yeah,
when you are very active,
yes.
Or things
yes.
have to be attended to,
yes.
Then it is not so easy to reach you. When you are quiet and placid,
yeah.
And when you are listening to music or something, then I find it helps.
Yes.
But you don't bother now much about your tape.
No, darling,
you know, trying to tune in.
No.
You have given it up, huh?
Yes.
Well,
I
suppose.
I must know more about it.
I don't think it is important. You know, you say this to me, that you have to know more about it. I don't think it is necessary to know anything. I think that if you just put, for instance, if you're going to be quiet for an hour, if you just put the recorder on and leave it.
You know,
I don't think it has got anything to do with you. I don't think that it has anything to do with anyone on your side who is experimenting other than the fact they switch it on and leave it. And if we can get onto the tape,
yes.
We will do so.
Yes. You know,
I don't think it's got a lot to do with all this business of fiddling with the thing, you know, and getting onto a certain wavelength.
But I think that
I don't know, perhaps I am wrong, but I think it is worth trying. But Ducky, you are the medium. You know, you don't think of yourself as a medium, but in a way you are.
What makes you think that?
Because you are sensitive, and because you have an inner awareness of things, and because you, I don't know, because I know that you have it.
Uh-huh.
It may not be very apparent, but it is there.
Yes,
it is definitely there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you do receive inspiration.
Yes,
you
know.
Do receive my thoughts very often. And if we can make this more tangible, I don't see why it is not worth trying.
Yes.
After all, if you're going to sit down for an hour and you have a tip, why not just put it on?
Yes.
And, well, maybe many times we will not succeed. But maybe one day we will.
Yes, I know.
It is worth trying.
Now, listen, I was reading yesterday, you know, Peter Banger's paper, Psychic Researcher.
Uh-huh.
And he has put an editorial in the October number about Theosophus' latest experiment, which he has not revealed yet, you see. But apparently, he has made further progress. And conversation with his wife, who reading that the same today. And of course, Aziz's voices are so clear and sustained, and we met the man feeling his recorded voices are of that same order. You see, it will satisfy very few people.
Well, of course, I think this is true. I mean, I don't know, but I don't would not like to say, because I'm not perhaps sufficiently acquainted, you know, but I don't think we should ever be able to make contact without some form of medium, you know. I think it may well be that in the future, years to come, some scientific method will be accomplished. But at the same time, I cannot help but feel that since we are dealing with human beings, we are dealing with people on both sides of life, you know, that somewhere there must be a medium, there must be someone who is sensitive that will help in some way to make it a reality. I don't know, perhaps I am mistaken, but I don't feel myself that if you want human relationship, if you want communication between people of two worlds, then you must have a human instrument. Because it, as I see it, it must be necessary. I mean, to some extent, it obviously must be. I mean, perhaps it will one day perfect an instrument, a mechanical device. But I still think that in some way there will have to be the agency of a medium. I don't know.
Yes, I think you're right. Because all the psychic phenomena have been in.
You see, everything is vibration. As far as I know, I mean, everything is vibration. All life is vibration. If you receive a voice, whether it is from us to you, like this, or whether it is a voice that you pick up on your wireless or your radio or television, it is picked up from the atmosphere. These are all wavelengths and vibrations. I don't see how you can, you may, can, you know, I think you can perhaps, or someone will perhaps one day make some instrument. But it doesn't alter the fact that it is all life and a vibration and a transmission in some shape or form of a person's self, you know. I mean, it is my thoughts that are reaching you via, you know, what you say, an instrument, utilizing the power of an instrument, building up a replica of the vocal organs, you know, necessary for speech, like a voice box. Artificially constructed. You see, we are building, or these people on this side whose job it is, they build up the mechanism, and we use it. So the same thing can apply in your world. Someone may build a mechanism, but it still depends on us utilizing it. And, you know, I don't think you can ever have an artificial, well, I suppose in a sense it is artificial, but I don't think that ever you can receive communication without the thought, vibration, and power of individuals, you know. I am talking to you. All the time I'm talking, I am thinking. I am transmitting my thoughts, artificially, if you like, through this mechanism, so that you hear the sound of my thought waves, you know. I don't understand the technicality, but I know that basically it is so, you know. I mean, I don't think we can ever do without some form of instrument, you know.
Now listen, when I'm talking, if I was not breathing, I couldn't talk. You see, even though I have a proper hearing, but breathing is an essential element in creating those vibrations in the vocal cord. And
but then we use air.
And you must do the same.
We use air, but the voice box is artificially, I don't know whether I can use the word pumping air, but air is being used and pumped into it. We are thinking, and the voice box is acting in the same capacity as the vocal organs with the use of air too, and it is a, our thought transmitting itself through this mechanism, you know?
Yeah, you know, I realized that you were materializing when you were talking fully, so that you can breathe and talk in the same fashion as people on Earth through this
think so.
And when people material, that is, you can shake hands, they're warm, they're not cold, their heart is beating, they're breathing, and they're alive. Something like, you know, all senses.
You know, there is no such thing as death.
No,
you know, it is an extraordinary thing. People grieve in your world, which is human and natural.
Yes.
It's because they don't understand.
Exactly.
They don't realize that it is impossible to die.
Yes.
Certain aspects of the old self die.
Yes.
A physical body dies,
yes,
loses its stability, or,
yes,
you know,
yes,
it no longer ceases to function. But the person, the reality, the you, you know,
yes,
this is what can exist. It's just that we are just existing in another state of being.
Yes, in different vibrations.
Different vibrations.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of tuning into that vibration,
exactly,
that is important. And this is where you do, perhaps,
yes,
not as much as you might like.
I mean, just as you see.
I come and talk to you. We have this intermediary, you know.
Yes.
We have this instrument, fortunately.
Yes.
We are lucky. But the point is that I am convinced that it will be possible for me to communicate with you, and I do communicate with you,
yes,
at home.
Yes.
It is a mental process.
Yes.
It may not be as satisfactory,
no,
but nevertheless,
yes,
it is that so.
Yes,
you are receiving all day,
yes,
often,
exactly,
in thoughts from me.
Yes,
sometimes you find yourself saying something,
yes,
or perhaps even doing something, and you may be doing it almost automatically,
yes,
without any particular, so you think, thought behind it.
Okay.
But often I am impressing you.
I'm very conscious of Even when I'm reading something.
And sometimes I even give you a little warning,
yes,
about certain things.
Yes, I know.
Don't do this,
no,
or be careful,
yes,
here,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I do this frequently.
Yes, I know.
You know, really, in a way, I know that the physical aspect of us, myself, is not the same.
No.
But in a kind of way, we are as close now,
yes,
as ever we were.
Yes.
In a kind of odd way, we are even closer,
yes,
in a mental and spiritual sense.
Yes, exactly.
And it is only a matter of time before you will discard your body, physical body, and you will enter into a new environment with me completely.
Yes.
At the moment,
yes,
it is as if you are living in two worlds,
exactly,
at the same time, you know.
Yes. Yes.
You are doing much that you have to do mechanically,
yes,
automatically on Earth, and yet mentally and spiritually you are with me.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I knew how to put into words things.
No.
All I know is that myself and the children here, we are constantly around you,
yes,
looking after you, helping you,
yes,
impressing you,
and
just
that,
waiting patiently,
yes,
for the time when you go to sleep,
yes,
and wake up here.
Ah,
that will be the wonderful moment.
Yes, yes.
A moment that we shall all rejoice together.
Yes.
You must never feel, you know, neglected.
No.
I know in a way, in a material sense, you may
know,
feel so.
No.
But you know, you are not unhappy.
No, no.
You
no,
are happy because,
no,
in many ways, much happier.
Happy in the knowledge,
you know,
with me,
that you know that I'm with you. You,
yes,
know that,
yes,
we are going to be,
yes,
together, and,
yes,
that there is no separation.
And I tell people, I never feel alone.
I know.
And
I listen, but sometimes they are bewildered. You know,
yes,
they don't quite know what to make of it.
Yes,
huh?
Exactly.
They look at you sometimes a little odd. Huh? And yet I think they try to understand. They are good.
Yes.
You know, you are very fortunate in your friends.
Yes.
You may not have a lot of people,
no,
but you are very fortunate in those,
yes,
that you do have.
Because
I often come to you when you are at work.
Yeah, I know that. I often see...
How beautiful everything is today.
Mm-hmm.
So still and quiet.
Yes.
There's great peace here.
Yes.
I am so close to you, darling.
Yes, I know, darling. It's a wonderful feeling. And I always, when I...
When do you come again?
Oh, I come tomorrow, sister.
Oh, already tomorrow?
Yes.
Goodness me.
And then again on Monday.
And then you go home.
And then I go home that evening.
And then you
and
will
and
be
and
away
and
until when?
The
spring?
I come again next year.
Oh, dear.
April.
That is a nice time of,
yes,
the year too.
1st of April I come here. And I have arranged with Leslie. He has been good enough to let me.
Oh. Oh, I know that he will always make it possible for us to communicate.
But you know, this time I have been so happy to find him. So much better.
I think he is much better.
So much.
His health seems to have improved.
So much younger.
Well, that may be, I don't know, but he ought to lose some weight. I think he is too fat.
No. He is much reduced.
Well, you think so, I don't know.
Yes,
but I think it would be good for him to lose weight.
This changes.
Look at you. You are much older and you are slim.
Yes.
In comparison,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
I don't think it is good to carry too much weight. I used to
the
worry a bit about it.
The thing is not to overeat. Most people.
I don't know, does he?
No, I don't, actually. Well, I don't think I do.
Most people make a mistake.
Oh, I'm so grateful to you for all the help you give us, Mr. Flynn.
Oh, don't call me Mr. Flynn, call me Leslie.
I'll call you Leslie.
Yes.
I feel as if you're part of our little family.
Oh, he's wonderful. And I'd love to see him.
Tomorrow I come and talk to you. I have to go in a moment.
The
children's in the love. I must get the children to speak to you.
Yes. My
I don't know. We talk so much that I think, you know,
yes.
We take all the time.
Yes,
but tomorrow, will you come and spend time?
Yes, darling.
I will be here.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you.
God
bless you. Darling.
Yes,
I won't say, I don't like to say goodbye.
No.
I say au revoir.
Yes.
You know, she's remarkable.
Yes.
She really is remarkable. I think she's one of the best communicators that I know of, if not the best almost. She's love, it's love that makes it possible.
Yes,
this is what it is.
Yes.
You bridge the gulf of death by love.
Yes.
That's a nice saying, isn't
yes.
it? Thank you anyway for
yes.
all your affection and everything.
Yes.
And God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yes, yes.
Bye-bye, Dino.
Bye-bye, Missy. Oh, what a lovely sitting.
Oh, yes.
She was so informative and interesting as well. And
yes.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.